If they called on us tonight at midnight, well, we'd be there. And that's all they got to do is call us on that phone, and and we'll be there.
Is she like in a sewing circle or something like that?
No, she's rather quiet. She don't go in for parties. I mean, you know, and we don't do a whole lot of visiting. Of course, we used to do more than we do now. Now, we used to, when we were young, we used to dance a lot. We used to dance at least one night a week, and we danced all night. But most time we danced about two nights a week. We went to dance about two nights a week, and of course it wouldn't be your kind of dancing. It would be square dancing. We used to square dance. We used to go out to. I had an old Model A truck. And we're getting that old Model A truck, and this year, youngest boy of ours, he was just a little baby, and was a girl out here, and her mother used to go with us, and to these dances. They like to go to dances too, and we'd go by and pick them up, and carry these boys, and that youngest boy, we just lay him down there on the floor on a pillar and be there and sleep, and we'd dance. We'd dance a lot. She never was allowed to do that at home. Her daddy was too strict on her. And after she married me, well, I was a dancer. I used to love to do that. In fact, I'd go to them there all the time, dance all night and all day along about Christmas time. I danced 3 days. Or stayed there 3 days. I wasn't dancing all the time. I was eating and having a big time. But they used to do that, you know. People, they'd get together and then someplace and Shaw, and two nights in a day wouldn't be nothing. I mean, I've seen that happen a lot of times. And they'd have a big old, what we used to call a wash pot. It was more than about that big around, about that high. You used to boil clothes in it to keep, make your clothes when back before you ever heard of a washing machine. You put your clothes in there and build a fire around, make your pot and boil them clothes. Get them, make them pretty and white. Put old lye soap in them and homemade lye soap, and it cut the dirt out. But anyway, we'd take them big old pots like that, and they'd cook that thing up plumb full of rice and chicken and rice, and make perlo. And hog and rice, and they'd have a big dance, and everybody eating them, and having a big time.
I love perlo.
I do too. I love perlo, and she can make a good one. She can get hold of a good chicken. We haven't been able to get no good hen though lately. You can't buy a good hen, and fryer just now. She made perlo last week out of a fryer. Fryer just don't make perlo like a hen. Hen just makes better perlo.
What would you call that furniture?
This year? Mm-hmm. That's a love seat.
If it was bigger, would you maybe call it something else?
We call it an old couch. We had one there reached way out here before I got that one. And it was called a couch. And we swapped it in, got that, call that a love seat. Yeah, that's something new. I don't know too much about these love seats.
What is that?
That's just an easy chair. It's something. Now you take over at my mama's house. My brother got the hold of it. There's an old chair over there. It's over 100 years old. He got it. Belonged to my daddy, and we used to call it Papa's chair. So he always sat in that chair. I mean, it don't make a difference. He always got in that chair.
That high chair,
that there high chair is 68 years old.